And welcome back to Success Made to Last. I'm Rick Tocchini. This show is a part of our ongoing Best Version Health series. And this particular show is presented by Atkins. Today, losing weight with Atkins has never been easier because now being on Atkins blends classic knowledge and modern food science along with wholesome, fresh ingredients to create meals and menus that you can use to lose weight without losing the taste and satisfaction of great food. So pick your weight loss plan today at Atkins.com. On today's show, we're talking about America's current health. And coming out of the pandemic, you may find yourself a bit heavier than before. You know that we talk about being your best version all the time, and that means staying in the greatest shape. On that topic, our special guest today is Dr. Mark Cuccizella, who happens to be a retired Air Force colonel, and Mark practices family medicine in West Virginia and is a teaching professor at the University of West Virginia and also runs continual studies at Health Fit U. Doctor, welcome to our show.
It's a pleasure, Rick, and I love the title of your show.
For starters, I want to thank you for your service to our country. We are children of World War II vets, and we always remember and honor our veterans.
No, thank you. It was a privilege to serve for 29 years, and I feel I still am. You know, if you've been in for that long, the military, they're my people.
Doctor, let's open with a key question. How has self-sheltering affected the health of Americans during this pandemic?
Yeah, it's a great question, Rick, and certainly this doesn't apply to all. There are some people, actually, who've made good change, right? You're staying home, you're cooking, maybe you've started a garden, you know, connected with your local farmer, you're getting eggs and meats, or if you live near the sea, you're getting seafood, you know. So there's some folks out there making some positive change, but we know for sure, just by the foods that fly off the shelves, that processed foods and junk foods, foods loaded with flour, simple carbohydrates, vegetable oils, added sugar, you know, shelf stable. You know, these are the foods that are just, they're highly palatable and they're obesogenic foods. They drive up insulin. They make conditions called obesity, diabetes, hypertension, cardiovascular disease. These are food-driven diseases. And we need kind of quarantine, hard lockdown on that.
Doctor, you've been around best version people in the military where obesity is not in the vocabulary. I welcome you to shock our audience this morning with some cold, hard facts about the danger of obesity.
Yeah, so we can just look at the numbers. The numbers are shocking. So last week, the CDC came out with the most recent obesity data nationwide. So 40% of the U.S. population is now obese, and not overweight, obese. This is a BMI greater than 30. And right now, you'd be ineligible for military service. So it's really sad. It's about, in my state, I'm in the most obese and diabetes-prone state in the country. And one out of four, maybe one out of five kids from my local high school can actually enlist in the military. You know, but and that's sad, right? Because it's the way out of poverty for so many kids. It gives them job training, technical skills, GI Bill, college education. And because they're obese in childhood, they that opportunity is stripped from them. The 20-year-olds have that 40% rate of obesity. And that, to me, is shocking. And we need to kind of sound the alarm on that one because that means it's happening in early childhood. You know, if it was just happening later in life, maybe we could say, oh, it's your own personal responsibility. But when people are hitting age 20 and they're already obese, and we know that about a third of kids in middle school already have fatty liver, this isn't personal choice. This is systemic. This is the food environment that they're in. So we must take responsibility as, you know, guardians of the future and of our children to figure out the root causes and eradicate those root causes. 12% of the U.S. population would be considered well. That's shocking. You know, we're talking about like every parameter of metabolic health being in the optimal range, you know, or even the non-disease range, 12%. You know, I'm 53. When I joined the service, the majority of people were well. And, you know, I've certainly made mistakes along the way, but, you know, I've tried, you know, and everyone it has a different path. You know, I developed a type of diabetes in 2012, but was able to fix my diet and put that into remission and maintain my military service. If I just continued to eat the standard diet, I would have been medically discharged, which I didn't want. I loved my job. I loved the people in the Air Force. So I became my own little N of one. But we have in my community, I have a clinic devoted not to managing type 2 diabetes with medications, but making it go away. And that's fixed one meal at a time.
Doctor, can you address even a greater issue with consumer packaged goods companies like Coca-Cola, Kellogg's, or even Frito-Lay that continue to put products out there for our consumption? I know, having worked for some of those companies, that I was a part of the problem. What do you think the solution is to changing the ecosystem?
Yes, I'll take that, Rick. It's kind of two parts. So you're getting at policy. So the Dietary Guidelines of America just have met this week to discuss what advice we're going to give to the general population. And when the majority of the general population is overweight and obese, we can't just give standard advice that we've given since 1980, which was the food pyramid, which drove the obesity. So we have to kind of look at who needs help. So when the choice is in front of people that are affordable, accessible, and acceptable, are, like you say, Pepsi and Doritos, and you can use your food stamps or SNAP for that. We can't expect people to ever get healthier, because a six-year-old, they don't have personal choice. If you put chocolate milk in their grade school lunch and they get free school lunch, and that has 7 teaspoons of sugar per carton, and we tell them to, you know, do more gym class, it's not going to work. So, but I don't see policy changing. So we've not sounded the alarm on this. You know, and will we? I'm sounding the alarm. Like, we have to stop that. You know, we don't serve tobacco to children in schools. We've gotten rid of alcohol for children. These are toxins. Now, if personal responsibility, you know, it's be the best version of yourself. So I've partnered with Atkins, you know, until policy changes, you know, it's up to you. Do the simple things. Hard lockdown on those junk foods, simple carbohydrates. Get them out of your diet. White stuff, added sugar, vegetable oils. Eat real food. You know, this is old school. This isn't health food or junk, you know, or packaged foods. This is, you know, meat, eggs, cheese, butter, seafood, vegetables growing in your garden. This is real food. Get out and move. You know, in the military, we did PT. You know, we stayed strong, you know, mission ready. So you got to keep your own personal, you know, body. That's your weapon, right? So to survive a long life, you got to be resilient. So keep a resilient mind and body. Sleep helps. Making sure you get adequate sleep every night. Military is focusing a lot more on sleep habits now, because we're seeing a lot of mishaps just due to crew fatigue. Staying hydrated, really, the only liquid that should go in your body is water. You know, we're drinking Gatorades, Powerades, juices, you know, like you say, Pepsi. They market this. There was a group called the Coke Global Energy Balance Network that's been disbanded. You can look them up. The New York Times brought them down because they were promoting, with funding from Coca-Cola, with scientists backing them who were paid by Coca-Cola, that a calorie is a calorie. And we know that that is absolutely not true. And as soon as it was exposed, that website came down in 24 hours, because, you know, that's not true. You know, calorie of Pepsi behaves very differently in your body than a calorie from an egg. The egg is good, the Pepsi not good. It goes right to your liver.
Well, tell me about Atkins. I know this great company has always meant best version humans, and it's not just about diet, but lifestyle. And to put it in military terms, doesn't Atkins help us be mission ready and to help stay strong?
Yeah, it's a lifestyle. So it's a low carbohydrate lifestyle. It's a real food lifestyle. When the majority of our country has conditions that could be considered sugar intolerant, obesity and diabetes, these are problems with processing sugar. So a lower carbohydrate lifestyle, it's not a diet, is the way to maintain your health for life. So go to Atkins.com. You can get information. Everyone's going to be a little bit different in their degree of carbohydrate restriction or allowance. Children who are active playing football, they could tolerate a little more carbohydrate, but the natural forms. But those of us that are sicker, more obese, nope, you got a hard lockdown. It's the way it is. But enjoy that rich natural food that you can get on the farm. Well, gosh, Rick, I thank you so much. These are and thank you for understanding the military side of this and what you're doing to share just honest information with people.
Well, Doctor, thank you so much for being on today's show. You are welcome back anytime.
Cool. Let's do something sometime. We could do the long version sometime.
That was Dr. Mark Cuccinella. We appreciate him being on our show today that was presented by Atkins. And let me tell you a little bit about why Atkins is so important to our success team and our family. If you were to go to Atkins.com today, they offer three diet programs that you can choose for the best fit for your individual lifestyle needs and weight loss goals. We're not all the same. You can choose from Atkins 20, which is where it's kind of 20 grams of net carbs per day, perfect for those of you that are over 40, that have over 40 pounds of weight to lose coming out of the pandemic. And then they provide you a specific meal plan for that. Then there's the Atkins 40, 40 grams of net carbs per day, and it's perfect for those of you that want to lose less than 40 pounds of weight. And there's a great variety of food choices for that as well. And then the Atkins 100, which we are on, it's 100 grams of net carbs per day, and we're trying to maintain our current weight and also have the broadest variety of food choices that we love. And by the way, for those of you women out there that may be pregnant, it's great for the breastfeeding process as well. So we want to make sure that you go to Atkins.com today to pick the right plan. It's that easy and simple and that important that you become your best version. I'm Rick Tokini. Thanks for joining us on Success Made to Last. As we always say, may you live the best version of you. Have a great week.